Biden slammed for hosting barbecue while Hamas holds Americans captive, Barbecue First, America Last. By Joshua Klein on October 8, 2023. The Biden White House was reportedly in the midst of hosting a barbecue, even as Americans were announced as among those confirmed killed or taken hostage during Hamas' surprise attack over the weekend. The White House National Security Council verified Sunday that multiple Americans lost their lives in the unexpected assault by Hamas on Israel. Meanwhile, on Monday, a memo detailing the scheduled barbecue was revealed. The President and First Lady are hosting a barbecue for White House executive residence staff and their families, the memo reads. In response, many expressed outrage over the event in light of reports of an unknown number of missing and murdered Americans. While Hamas holds Americans hostage, Joe Biden is enjoying a picnic with a live band, wrote Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. Read, the President and the First Lady are hosting a barbecue right now with a live band for staff while a war breaks out in the Middle East, where our own U.S. citizens have been killed, per a Pool report, wrote reporter Jenny Tower. From the WH this evening, the President and First Lady are hosting a barbecue for White House executive residence staff and their families, attested White House correspondent Danny Kemp. While countless Americans are being held hostage in Gaza, with attacks on civilians in Israel ongoing, President Biden is hosting a barbecue, wrote conservative commentator Katie Pavlich. Countless American citizens have been murdered or are currently being held hostage by Hamas, but Biden is in his backyard hosting a barbecue, wrote political commentator Brillin Holly Hand. They care more about their picnic schedule than dead Americans thanks to a major U.S. intel failure. Disgusting, he added. Barbecue first, America last. Americans are being held hostage by terrorists. And Biden stopped working before noon, wrote MAGA Incorporated spokeswoman Caroline Levitt. Having worked in the Trump White House, I can tell you President Trump would have been working in the Oval all day and night. Then again, this would have never happened under his watch, she added. Even worse, Biden is hosting a barbecue. There are no words. American citizens have been taken as hostages by Hamas, according to Israel Minister for Strategic Affairs Ron Dermer. In response to these reports, Secretary of State Blinken says the U.S. is working overtime. One person who doesn't seem to be working overtime is Biden, who is hosting a barbecue at the White House with a live band, wrote commentator Colin Rugg, insisting that we deserve better, America. The Iranian regime planned and approved a Hamas terror invasion that killed several Americans. Dozens more Americans may be kidnapped and are missing. Senior Biden officials went on TV all day long covering up Iran's involvement, noted former special advisor for Iran Gabriel Noronha. And now the White House is hosting a barbecue? He asked. And yet Biden is hosting a barbecue at the White House. Noted, wrote one popular X user. The matter comes as several Americans were killed in the Hamas attack on Israel this weekend, the White House National Security Council, NSC, confirmed Sunday. We can confirm the deaths of several U.S. citizens, an NSC spokesperson said in a statement. Earlier Sunday, Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Mike Herzog and Israeli Minister for Strategic Affairs Ron Dermer confirmed that American citizens were among Hamas hostages brought to Gaza. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.